All right, welcome into Spilly on the Rocks. It is the end of the trade deadline on July 31st, 2025, and it was spectacular. We thought it might be a deadline, ended up being a whoa, holy moly! What are we doing? The rich got richer, rich got richer. So there were some crazy trades around Major League Baseball. The Rockies did make a trade today. They traded away Jake Bird. So you go back and you think about the entire week leading up to trade deadline. Ryan McMahon gets traded to the Bronx. Had a really nice first week for the Yankees, and ended up with number 19, which is of course perfect for him because paying homage to me, to Charlie Blackman, and apparently his dad wore that number, so he was actually really excited to get number 19. Not because of me or Charlie, but because his dad wore it. Ended up with a walk-off hit on Wednesday, and it was pretty awesome to see it for him. So good job for Ryan McMahon. Also, we saw that the Rockies and the Yankees, they matched up again, and that trade was for Jake Bird. And in the case of Jake Bird, this one makes some sense for the Yankees. They were trying to add some bullpen help. And so the Rockies, they ended up trading Jake, and they got Rock Riggio and Ben Shields. So Rock, as I got like some, I guess a report card on him. He's a 5'9" second baseman, former fourth rounder out of Oklahoma State. So he's got some speed. He's got some power. He also has some swing and miss, but usually small guys. I like small guys. And then as far as Shields go, he's a 26-year-old. He's been in double A. I believe he was hurt, so he's coming back 92 to 95 mile an hour. He has a sweeper, a curveball, and a splitter. Some of the numbers were pretty good in the minor leagues. Like he had some strikeout. The big question there is were the Yankees your only trade? And if so, and you could have done McMahon and Bird last week, could you have gotten a better package, or is this the best that you could do? One of the trade analyzers didn't love the return that the Rockies got, but across the league, I mean, it was crazy today. Rangers acquired Phil Maton from the Cardinals. That's a really nice move. We thought maybe Jimmy Herget might be on the move, but that ended up not being the case. The big one was the Minnesota Twins just exploding their roster in a disappointing year for the Twins. We saw Juan Duran getting traded from the late inning closer to Philadelphia. That was a big get. And then the class of the relievers was Griffin Jacks, and the Tampa Bay Rays got him. So the Rays got Griffin Jacks, which is just nuts because they're so good. So years of control with Griffin Jacks. I love the move because I love Griffin Jacks. He's a Colorado kid, went to Cherry Creek, and I would love to have him if the Rockies were in contention, but they're not. The other ones was, from the National League West. National League West was active today, and the Giants ended up being sellers. So they ended up making the huge trade for Raffy Devers. It has not worked out. It has been a dumpster fire for San Francisco, and so they traded away Mike Yastrzemski to the Kansas City Royals. And Camilo Duval, like a late inning reliever, late inning closer. He was a closer for the Giants, and the Yankees got him too. So the Yankees, they had Ryan McMahon, Jake Bird. They were able to get Jose Caballero from the Tampa Bay Rays. They traded away some of their marginal players and increased their margins across the board. So that was pretty cool. To see for the Yankees. So obviously I'm rooting for Ryan McMahon and that team. But I really think the biggest winners here in this trade deadline was the Houston Astros, who went super aggressive. They got Jesus Sanchez, who we've seen at Coors Field. I think he has one of the longest homers ever hit. Left-handed power hitting outfielder. He goes to the Astros. We also saw the Astros acquire Carlos Correa from the Minnesota Twins. So the return of Correa, which kind of was like mind-blowing to a lot of people just because Correa wasn't having a great year. But $33 million goes from the Twins to the Astros to offset some of the cost. And yeah, the Astros, they reacquire Carlos Correa part because Isak Paredes is out for the season. So that's bad news for Houston. We thought Nolan might have been traded there. Nolan stays in St. Louis so far. unless there's like some last minute dealings that are just waiting to go through physicals, which could happen. Brewers were not great in this trade deadline. I was hoping for bigger moves, but as I mentioned, the NL West was active. Jordan Montgomery goes to the Brewers along with Shelby Miller. What did I say? The Astros? No. The Diamondbacks traded Shelby Miller and Jordan Montgomery to the Brewers. And then Merrill Kelly goes from the Arizona Diamondbacks to the Texas Rangers. So they couldn't find a suitor for Zach Gallen, but they also traded away Gino Suarez. So Gino Suarez, Josh Naylor, both end up in Seattle. Seattle was very impressive with their moves because they got some offense, which they needed. So that's really interesting. The Astros replied with all the moves that they made, and then the San Diego Padres. Padres are crazy. Padres traded like one of the top prospects in baseball, shortstop, 23-year-old shortstop for Mason Miller and JP Sears. They also added in their outfield Ramon Laureano, who we saw with the Baltimore Orioles, and Ryan O'Hearn, Bro Hearn, who's a Santa Barbara Forester. I love him. They go to the Padres. And then they got a backstop in Freddie Freeman. So expect maybe Martin Maldonado or Elias Diaz to be DFA'd at some point. So, man, the West got like weaker but stronger. So the Dodgers and the Padres are like super strong. And then the Diamondbacks and the Giants have come back towards the fold. So that was wild to see what's going on. Philadelphia got better. Twins blew it up, which is sad, you know, especially if you're a Twins fan, because they cleaned house. And so here we go. Trade deadline's over. My reaction is I thought it was going to be possibly a deadline. It ended up being awesome. Ended up being awesome. So follow me at SpillyGoat19. Follow me at and follow the boys at Mile High Sports. By the way, this weekend series against the Pirates, Saturday night, we get to see Paul Skenes. Skenes against the Rock Show. And that's gonna be good. Also, I forgot to mention one of the wildest things I've seen in a long time was Tyler Kinley was traded on Wednesday, and the Rockies were playing short in their bullpen, and Kyle Freeland was sick on Tuesday, and then made the start on Wednesday. He threw 40 pitches. He was basically dry heaving behind the mound, and ended up pitching 3 innings. The Rockies bullpen barely had enough like innings to get through the game. They survived that game, but it was just like, what are we doing? Still no lefty reliever, so the Rockies don't have a lefty reliever in their pen. Maybe that'll change this week when we do see some new arms coming in, because Kinley's out, Jake Bird is gone. I thought we might see Jimmy Herr get traded, but he did not get traded. And then none of the starters, like the starters for the Rockies, weren't going to get moved. No way there was going to be a taker for Senzatella. No way, anybody wanted Gomber right now, and Freeland, and then Herman, who probably had a chance to get moved with that right bicep inflammation and him being on the IL, that probably prevented a lot of people and scared him off. So that's it. I mean, now we've gone through the draft. Now we've gone through the trade deadline. Now I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the front office and see if there's anything that goes on there. So I'll be back at this soon, and have a great night. Have a great week.